This is Ted Kennedy. Are we heading for war or peace in the Persian Gulf? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the country is increasingly concerned that President Bush is pushing us into needless war in the Persian Gulf before sanctions against Iraq have time to work. It's a mistake for the administration to ignore these warnings. We're not talking Panama or Grenada. U.S. casualties in the first weeks of war with Iraq could be massive, tens of thousands. For what purpose? Because President Bush is too macho and impatient to let sanctions work. That's why the Constitution gives Congress, not the President, the power to declare war, to make sure the President has the country behind him and avoid just the kind of premature presidential war we're heading for now. You can't put artificial deadlines on economic sanctions. No one said they'd work overnight. Tell the administration to give sanctions a chance, Al, or is your trigger finger as itchy as President Bush's seems to be?
Trigger fingers? War? Ted, I'm appalled at how crassly you've turned your tail from all-out support of President Bush in August, and now a few short months later when you claim he is an itchy trigger finger. The President's ultimate patience during these past few months has clearly shown us all how resolved he is to let this economic blockade work. But I hope you might also remember, Ted, that the situation in the Gulf is no more dangerous than in those first few weeks when it began last summer. If anything, the decision to send more troops has increased the security and protection of our American troops already deployed. Increased troop strength also sends the message to Saddam Hussein that he would be truly insane to pull off a sneak attack. But Saddam's sanity is always the question, and the main reason we have to take these drastic actions to contain him. We must stop him now, Ted, and before he gets his mitts on nuclear weapons and becomes even more a threat to the whole world. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.